Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
There is going to be the launch of the NBN local team to support Albany. There's a roundtable launch happening tomorrow. And having a chat now with Rachel McIntyre. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners.
Rachel, how is the NBN project going in Albany at the moment?
Look, it's going really well. So basically, pretty much about 95% of the local area in terms of the town and surrounds is actually ready for switch on, with the last bit, including the main town site and areas, going live last bit in January. So that would be Little Grove and Big Grove in January. And then 100% of the fibre network will be ready for Albany people to switch on to.
Now, for people with older homes, will there be many significant altercations to their existing wiring setup? Or
look, no, not at all. So what we've rolled out within Albany and surrounds is a technology we call fibre to the node or fibre to the street corner. So what we've done is we've taken that fibre to the street corner and then their existing copper that goes into their homes remains in situ. So all we're looking at doing is making that switch to connect their existing copper phone to their an ADSL, which will replace that, to the fibre so they can get super fast broadband.
All right. So you're launching it this week. There's a roundtable happening in Albany. Will there be much on hand to educate locals that are new to the NBN?
Yes, that's the plan. So what we want to do is make sure that we're on the ground to ask any questions that they might have. So the NBN truck, which you can't miss it, it's a big blue truck, will be at the Albany Field Day this weekend. So anyone that's going to the show will be able to catch up and come and ask their specific questions. They can see when they can connect, how they can connect and what they need to do.
An exciting time for local technology. The launch of NBN Local, it's happening all this week. Rachel McIntyre, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Always good to catch up with the federal member for O'Connor, Rick Wilson. Rick, a very good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Terry, and it's always good to be back in Albany. It's beautiful weather like today.
Rick, we often talk about this. You know, the electorate of O'Connor takes in many parts of Western Australia. I was in the southwest yesterday. I was driving through Manjimup and Pemberton, and you know, you see your signage there, and I'm thinking Rick goes all over the place.
Yeah, look, it's a wonderful electorate. It covers such a diverse area. Last week I was up in Kalgoorlie, down to Esperance, and then back home to Albany yesterday, and then in Albany for a few days this week, and then off to Collie and Manjimup later in the week. So, yep, plenty of area to get around.
Rick, I want to talk about the citizenship issue. It's one that's it's been around for a while, and there's still some concerns out there.
Yeah, look, the High Court has ruled that you only have to have a right to a citizenship. You don't have to exercise that right to be ineligible for to sit in the Australian Parliament. Now, that was clarified, and Barnaby Joyce, who has a right to New Zealand citizenship, he's never exercised it, but through his father, he has a right to New Zealand citizenship, and he was ruled ineligible, and we're having a by-election, which will be held on the 2nd of December. I've got every confidence that Barnaby will win that and probably win it with an increased majority. So a little bit frustrating that we've got to go through that process, but that's the High Court's rule, that that's the interpretation of Section 44 of the Constitution. A little bit more concerning is the recent case with Josh Frydenberg. Now, Josh Frydenberg is Jewish. His mother was born in Hungary in 1943. Hungary was an ally of the Nazi Germans, and they were purging their Jewish people. They made them, they revoked their citizenship during the Second World War. Josh's mother and her family spent, they survived the ghetto in Hungary. They spent 5 years in a displaced persons camp as stateless people. And they then were lucky enough to be able to come to Australia. And Josh's mum took out Australian citizenship in 1957. Now, in 2011, the Hungarian government, to atone for the sins of their forefathers, decreed that anybody born in Hungary between 1939 and 1945 you know, was conferred citizenship.
It's a bit of a grey area, isn't it? And, you know, it's not something that people think of every day. Do you think that our people representing us in Parliament are walking on hot coals with this?
Look, I think people should have done their due diligence. Some of them were a bit sloppy and some of them may not quite have understood, you know, and the High Court has clarified that you don't have to exercise your right to become a citizen of another country. You just have to have a right, and if you don't renounce that right, then you are deemed to be ineligible. Now, the High Court has clarified that, and I think there's a few people perhaps that are scrambling to make sure that they have, you know, have abided by that. And I think that unfortunately, possibly there's a few people on both sides of Parliament who possibly don't qualify. And I think that those people who do have a cloud over their head probably should just produce documentation if they've got it.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today is at a cool $1,800. That could all be yours if you could tell us what this is and where you can find it. $1,800. Taking your calls on 132710. Jeanette Sound of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
Well, I think it might be a frying pan being dropped on the floor.
Frying pan being dropped on the floor, and a clumsy chef, I'd imagine.
Yes.
Where would we be dropping that frying pan, Jeanette?
Is it called Down South or Due South or something?
Due South. G'day to Nick and the crew out there. Unfortunately, Nick and the boys aren't dropping any frying pans in the kitchen. Thanks, Jeanette.
Okay, bye.
Good on you. Eddie's with us, 132710. Eddie, $1,800, Sounds of Albany. That could be yours if you could tell us what it is.
Would it be swinging a club, hitting a ball at inswing, mate?
Swinging a club, hitting a ball at inswing out on Sandford Road, unfortunately. It's a swing and a miss for you, I'm sorry.
All right, no worries, mate.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, cheers.
Money jackpots to $1,820 tomorrow. It's your Sound of Albany here at 783 Triple M.